Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Time to find out more about an Umbrian masterpiece depicting Our Lady, dating back to the late 1400s, signed Antoniazzo Romano. Housed in the sacristy of the Church of San Giovanni e Paolo, it was once removed from Rome by no other than Napoleon, who before returning it housed it for a while in the Louvre. Join me as I go there with our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis.
As you see, this painting here has echoes of an influence of Perugino, a very clear influence, because every time I see paintings by Perugino, I know I'm going to find 4,500 little angels. I mean, maybe you see 10 of them, but the others, you know they're there, even if you don't see them. He has a lovely, sweet way of depicting the tranquility of little seraphim and cherubims. So you see faces, little wings, and they're all, in this case here, all of the angels are around an oval piece in the middle.
It has an almond-shaped frame.
In fact, which is called a mandorla. And literally sitting inside this, almost like she's suspended in air, is the Madonna dressed in very dark robes, dark blue robes with a red robe underneath, with the Christ child. Literally, it looks like he's actually standing on her dress. You see, it's a very dark robe. So dark, it reminds us actually a little bit of early Byzantine paintings when robes on women and men were made to look very flat. Child Jesus looks like he's literally standing in the air because he's not sitting on her knee per se. And you have four saints each side, each wearing a halo, one of which is John the Baptist and the other is Saint Jerome. We associate faces done by Perugino as being very ethereal and very fine featured. These particular figures here are actually quite rough. You can see the two figures in the front in particular. Antonazzo has made them look quite old and sort of raggedy in a sense now. And again, John the Baptist, which is a strange thing there, he's wearing robes the colour of violet, the same as God the Father in the Sistine Chapel. So this particular kind of colours, you don't find it that often, but it's a sort of a pinky-violet mix. Very, very unusual, but very luminous colour. And again, with the halos, you can see the six halos, actually, we count the baby.
Golden halos.
Yeah, they're really strong. When you look at the painting as you walk in, the first thing you see are the halos. So the gold is coming at you. You know, little circles of gold are coming down the sacristy to meet your eyes, and they pull you into the painting. And if you see, look at the bottom there, where the Madonna is, just below her. If you look into the back, there's a little opening with little sort of green Umbrian hills, and you can see a beautiful landscape way behind the Madonna. So she's almost like she's suspended in air. It's lovely because he hasn't tried to put her into a kind of architectural setting. He's left her floating between heaven and earth, which is obviously where she is, you know. And then look below, the face of the lion beside St. Jerome. The face looks like a human face, actually. You see that little brown line? The legs look almost like a dog's rather than a lion's. Because this church outside the main door of San Giovanni Paolo, one of the things I love about entering this basilica is immediately you see two antique marble lines each side of the door, and they look like somebody chopped their noses off. But they didn't chop the nose off one, they chopped the nose off of both of them. So it's hard to know why that happened, or maybe people who had them consider them to be pagan elements, but and then they rethought it out afterwards using it in terms of Mark and the lion, you know. So, but the lion here, he's painted this in a sort of playful manner. But what I find wonderful, I think, is the fact that they all have this sense of suspension. They're all hanging between heaven and earth, and they're pulling us into it. We're part of the expression of the other world. So we're invited to participate in an expression of the other world where the painter shows you that, okay, it's happening, but it's happening in a way that's almost not natural. The Madonna in the air, she looks like she's surrounded by little bees almost. These angels look like little bees. There's something beautiful and moving. There's a sense of energy in the painting. Yeah? Playful. Yeah?
Buzzing angels.
Breda, the robe of Our Lady, you said it was dark blue.
Yeah.
It's very unusual to have such a dark colour on Our Lady, isn't it?
Well, those are colours that were used in early Byzantine art for the Madonna. You'll always find her certainly in some frescoes like the old ones that they've now found in San Clemente, for example. It's like a navy blue, what we would associate with a navy blue, with little binding of gold on the edges, or maybe sometimes dark green. But always a blue, it has to be, because those are her colours, the blue and the red, and which are actually the same colours, obviously, that Christ wears. Yeah.
And the turquoise is a strange colour for the sky, isn't it?
Well, the turquoise, that's what they call aquamarine in a way, was one of the most important colours and the most difficult colours to use. Aquamarine, a turquoise colour from the east, was an expensive business, even in the Sistine Chapel. I mean, most painters asked the patrons to buy this colour for them before they started work, because they knew that once they entered and started the work, that the expense for this type of colour was quite extensive. But Perugino used it a lot also on paintings. He used it on top of other paintings or mixed with other paintings to give them a kind of pearl, a sense of light inside the colour. So here, this turquoise would be something that I would associate very much with Perugino and his way of glazing his landscapes and making his landscapes look, to get that soft night, soft evening light, you know, that sort of half light.
Like Perugino, it's very defined too.
Yes, yes. Perugino always defines very clearly and very quietly and very serenely his images. Antonazzo here is, I would say he's more energetic and more, more aggressive in his use of the brushes and making his figures. But at the same time, he does maintain, by the use of the colour, this sort of ethereal harmony, this type of floating sensation that you get from this painting. You feel that if you hang on to the mandala, you can float off. You can actually go away with the Madonna, which is a lovely idea.
Well, thanks there, as always, to Breda Ennis, the Professor of Fine Arts, currently working at the American University of Rome.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.